Your Coast, Episode 1.
Tom Cruise is so in love with Katie. At least all his people tell him so. And while he thinks that she's a very special lady, probably not the way he'd choose to go. But a lifetime of longing looks would cause too much distraction. Good thing that he's not gay anymore. Tom Cruise is Tom Cruise crazy. Just be glad it's him, not you.
This is the Pure Toast Podcast, Episode 1, Season 1, Take 2. My name's Ben.
I'm Craig.
And we're just pretty much bored making a podcast about our genuine thoughts and, you know, outlooks on our where we're at right now.
We go to school in Spain, a little town called Segunto, and it blows, kind of in general.
Well, we have different opinions. I don't think it blows. I'm pretty optimistic.
Okay, it doesn't blow, but it's not...
It's a little bit boring at times.
It's very, yeah, boring. It doesn't blow, but it's like one of the weirdest situations I've ever been in.
Yeah, we were talking about it today at lunch. It's a pretty weird place to be. So, yeah, we're just going to kind of talk and hopefully people listen.
Yeah. We spent like about 15 minutes talking right before this about how we were going to do it, and we recorded all of it, and so we'll go back and see what it sounds like and maybe get an idea of what we want to do.
But yeah, this is just the first, we'll call it the pilot, if you will.
That's how they say it in the show biz.
Yeah, because we're in the biz.
We're in the biz. The hip biz.
Yeah, we have a set list in front of us that we're going to be going over from time to time.
Yeah, how about here? Here's what we'll do. We'll just talk about like one or two of them so that, you know, we know what we're doing.
Can we refer to... We can refer to this.
Yeah, but here's what I was going to do. I was going to read them all. I'm pointing at the screen as if people can see me other than Ben. We'll read them off so that people have a feel for what we're going to talk about in the future. Like, for example, we've got Tracking Robert's Christmas Gifts. We'll actually talk about that one today, so we'll explain what that is. Ben's Roommate is Crazy. Why We Started the Show. I guess we could do that one today, too. We'll do Tracking Robert's Christmas Gifts and Why We Started the Show. We'll talk also about how we study Spanish, but at the same time, it's kind of like we don't.
So it's more like how would you say that? We practice Spanish?
Yeah, and we don't practice Spanish like what you would need to know how to say. Like, say you go to the airport and you need to buy a ticket to France. No, we don't practice that. We practice translating things like, yeah, I'm down. From English to Spanish, and they sound terrible in Spanish.
But, yeah, I'm down. Literally translated, estoy abajo. That's not it at all.
Yeah, like, hey, ¿quieres jugar football? You want to play soccer? Sí, claro, estoy abajo. Yeah, I'm down. Just, like, if you said that to someone here, they'd have no idea what you were saying. They'd be like, oh, that's cool. Stupid
no entiendo, that's
stupid
what they would
Americanos,
say.
Americanos.
Yeah. And we do a lot of Spanglish, too, so you'll get to hear some of that.
Definitely. Definitely. We'll keep... This could even be the Spanglish.
Okay, anyway,
podcast.
Moving on.
Right, okay.
And most of the entries Craig wrote down were kind of, like, really, really simple. Like, how I feel like I have to yell even though there's a microphone. How I have a crappy microphone. How we don't do any homework.
You missed how even when I'm not yelling, I still talk really loud.
How we don't speak Spanish. And how it would be horrible to be...
How I, Craig, would be horrible at being on public radio.
And how Craig has a lisp. So right there, you can pretty much tell Craig's a narcissist because it's all about him.
It is all about me. I don't really
Except
care.
For my crazy roommate. Anyway, so yeah, we'll just lead into Robert's Christmas gifts.
Yeah, okay. Well, when we got here in September.
We did.
And it was kind of weird getting here because I didn't know anybody. And so I flew in. From where I live in Montana, I flew to Chicago. I don't know, some other city in the U.S. Houston. Salt Lake. Okay. Montana to Salt Lake to Houston to Paris, then to Valencia, which is where we are in Spain. I got off the plane in Valencia and got picked up by the people here at the school. And then there was about three or four other Americans with me in my group. And we get to the dorm. It was just me and one other guy. And we get to the dorm. They're like, okay, the dorm's full, so you guys can sleep over here in this room. And they throw us in this, like, study room on the floor with, like, these really terrible mattresses. And I was like, okay, that's cool. And then, like, the next day we go and, you know, we kind of meet some people. I don't know if I even really talked to you the first day. No. I don't remember talking to you for a couple of days. But then, I don't know, they took us around the town to show us everything, and there was this one guy, Robert, who it seems I don't even remember what I thought about him at first, but it seems like he was talking to somebody about, like, politics, and I was like, oh, God, I hope I don't have to talk to that guy. I don't want to talk about politics. Anyway, it turns out I'm now rooming with Robert, and I have been since pretty much the first day we've been here.
Kind of.
Yeah, there was a guy that was here and then left, like, the first night because he didn't want to be here, so I got to take his place in Robert's room. And so what about his presence, though?
Yeah, that's what I was referring to, like, just...
I guess I kind of wanted
a precursor to the fact that he's not really here ever.
right. Okay, you can talk. Okay, why you can? I feel like I've been talking too long. Why was you tell us why he's not been here?
Well, he decided that he was going to go home because the thing about Robert is he's like grown up, kind of.
Right. He has a degree.
He has a degree in film from USC.
USC,
and he's just kind of here to finish up and for fun. But since he doesn't really have to be here, he left, like, 2 weeks early for school.
For Christmas,
which is already 4 weeks long.
Right, he actually left before Thanksgiving, to give you an idea.
Yeah. And then he's not even back yet, and it's a week, more than a week after we've got back for Christmas break.
Yes, it's now January 15 or something. It's Monday night.
Okay, and this is all building up to the fact that we had a Secret Santa get-together, you know, and we kind of exchanged gifts or whatever, and one of our friends, Teddy Malaylee,
Majubala, Majuji,
he's Greek, was Robert's Secret Santa, but since Robert wasn't here because he left early, his gifts have been sitting here since December 5th or something.
Yeah. But Teddy did a nice job wrapping him up, though. He came in here, he's like, I got Robert some gifts. What should I do with them? Should I put them under his blanket? And it'll be like, when he comes here, he gets to unwrap his gift? Yeah, sure, do whatever you want, buddy. Okay. So he bought him a soccer ball for €1. Oh, there was a five euro limit. You know, you don't want to, like, on The Office where he buys the video iPod and it's a big deal.
Okay. Yes, The Office.
So he buys him a soccer ball, a bag of gummy bears, and a bag of M&Ms. Was that all there was?
Yeah.
And they were there, obviously, from Thanksgiving to whenever we left. I left, like, December 9. I flew out. So they were here for, like, 2 weeks almost.
And 2 weeks before?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I got back, which was January 5, it was a Saturday, I don't know, 6, 5, 6.
Not quite 2 weeks.
Maybe not, yeah.
Whatever.
Anyway, we got here, and I walked into the room, and as soon as I walked into the room, you can see the beds because of the way they're set up, and I saw the soccer ball sticking out of, like, you know, making a mark in the blanket, and I was like, oh, Robert's gifts are still here. I wonder if he's ever coming back. And I guess... by that time, I didn't know that he still wouldn't be back, you know, 12 days later or 10 days later, whatever it is now.
Yeah, we thought he'd be back, like, a couple days.
Yeah, I thought, like, I got here on a Saturday, and school started on a Monday. So I figured maybe even, like, he wasn't here by Sunday, and I was like, okay, maybe he'll be here by Tuesday or Wednesday. Still not back is what we're trying to say.
Yeah, he's still not back. So I got kind of impatient, and I told Craig he has until... like Friday sundown of the first week. And if he's not back, because he said he was going to be back Thursday. I said, if he's not back, I'm eating this stuff. He'll never know.
He might now.
Yeah, he's going to know now. But at least it's on a podcast.
It's all good.
So,
Story of Bajo.
Yeah. So, what was it? Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, you actually didn't. You saw me at dinner on Friday, and you kind of looked at me and said, he's got about 2 hours left. And then Teddy found out somehow that you were going to eat the candy, and Teddy's like, no, that was my gift to him. You can't eat it. And you didn't eat it that night. I think, yeah, you ate it on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday I ate the gummy bears.
Yeah, you popped them open.
No, that's wrong. Friday night I ate the gummy bears, and then Saturday we all indulged on the M&Ms during Worms.
Oh, yeah, we were playing Worms.
We were playing Worms, Armageddon. So, what the hell is all over my pants?
Whoa.
Anyway.
Some white. Oh, it's from the. It's this, whatever this. It's like. My head's underneath the desk now.
Yeah, okay. And the best part about this whole thing is the soccer ball. What do we do with the soccer ball? Should I take that too? Or maybe this could be our like listener feedback.
That we should do that. We should have.
Okay, listeners.
We gotta get. Oh man, and I can do it. I can set up like a voicemail for our. Oh, first of all, you can all email us at puretoast@gmail.com. For those of you that can spell neither pure nor toast, PURETOAST at.
That's Gmail.
That's shift to Gmail, GMAIL.com. If you send it to Gmail, GMALE.com, that's probably not email service. I guess it's still electronic mail. That's besides the point. Well, yeah, I'll set up like a voicemail account so people can call in. Oh, it'll be so great. I'm so excited.
So, yeah, the official question of this episode is, should I take the soccer ball or not? Because...
Because if he gets here and sees just the soccer ball, he's going to feel like he got Jude on his... I shouldn't say Jude. He's going to feel like he got gypped on his gift. I just got a soccer ball?
Can you say he's going to feel like he got Hebrewed?
You can say Hebrewed.
Deal.
Korean. Well, the thing is, these soccer balls...
suck.
Yeah, they're terrible. Because every... Like... We've had at least 3 or 4 of those pops since we've been here, right?
Yeah.
That specific model of soccer
ball. Yeah, it's only a €1 ball, so.
Yeah, so I guess don't call us up because we don't have a number, but email us, puretoast@gmail.com. Tell us what should we do. What does Ben take the ball, or do we leave it here?
Or, yeah. Okay.
I guess we can be done.
Do you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up. If we had music, we'd start fading in right now.
And we will... Don't worry, it'll get a little bit more podcast professionalism.
Yeah, we don't know what we're doing at all, so.
But we're going to have some sweet artwork for sure, no matter what.
Yeah, I'm down.
Stoy bajo.
Oh. Feel free. Hey, also. There it goes. There goes my list. Also, listen. If you have friends that speak Spanish and they don't think that you can speak Spanish, feel free to say stoy bajo to them.
Or. Well, never mind. I'll save that one for next
episode.
Yeah,
we'll give you some good Spanglish terms every episode. It's a... Okay.
It's a tradition.
Should I stop it? Well, I guess we can just keep...
Well, I just want to say goodbye. So, goodbye.
Goodbye, listeners. Hi, Mom.
Okay, cut it.
Tom Cruise is always getting older. He knows he'll never be that young again. And when Tom Cruise looks back over his shoulder, he sees 1,000 younger leading men. And he knows someday he'll have to play an old retarded grandpa, while someone younger plays his sexy son. Tom Cruise is Tom Cruise crazy, just be glad it's him, not you. Had Tom Cruise's troubles, you might be Tom Cruise crazy too. You'd flash your big white shiny smile, you'd buy expensive shoes, but you'd be the only man on earth who couldn't enjoy Tom Cruise. Oh no, you couldn't enjoy Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise hopes somewhere there's a place for him, 'cause he's not of this world anymore. Somewhere in some secluded castle, poor Tom Cruise sits staring at the wall. And the outside world is always such a hassle. Sometimes he won't go out at all. There are millions. Know him.
his name? Everybody loves him. Why is it that he feels so alone? Tom Cruise is Tom Cruise crazy. Just be glad it's him, not you. If you had Tom Cruise's troubles, you might be Tom Cruise crazy too. You'd flash your big white shiny smile, you'd buy expensive shoes, but you'd be the only man on earth who couldn't enjoy Tom Cruise. Oh no, you couldn't enjoy Tom Cruise.